Verse 11. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd cares for his herd in the day when he is among his scattered sheep, so I will care for my sheep, and I will deliver them from all the places to which they were scattered on a cloudy and gloomy day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and bring them to their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the streams and in all the inhabited places of the land. I will feed them in a good pasture, and their grazing ground will be on the mountain heights of Israel. There they will lie down in good grazing ground, and there they will feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will lead them to rest, declares the Lord God. Verse 22. Therefore I will deliver my flock, and they will no longer be a prey, and I will judge between one sheep and another. Then I will set them over them one shepherd, my servant David, the son of David, which Jesus was, descendant of David. And he will feed them. He will feed them himself and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will make a covenant of peace with them and eliminate harmful beasts from the land so that they may live securely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places around my hill a blessing. And I will cause showers to come down in their season. They shall be showers of blessing. So Jesus is thinking of this passage. I'm the good shepherd. I am Jehovah. You've scattered my sheep. I'm coming to gather them. I'm the one Ezekiel talks about as the son of David, who's going to come and rescue my sheep from false teachers and false shepherds. Now, what were all these Jewish leaders thinking? He's talking about us, that good for nothing. He wants the people to believe that we're the false shepherds, that we're trying to fleece the flock, that we don't have any concern for the well-being of the sheep. And he's setting himself up as the one the people should follow instead of us. He's got to go. By the way, when you and I think of the word shepherd, we think of some kind, gentle person that holds little lambs in his arms, right? Because the Bible describes a shepherd like that. Well, in the Bible, a shepherd was a ruler. They called rulers shepherds. Rulers in the church were shepherds. Rulers in the state were shepherds. So when Jesus calls himself the good shepherd, I am the ruler of church and state. I am the King of kings and Lord of lords. I am the Lord God Almighty in human flesh. These scribes and Pharisees and leaders, they have failed you. They have used you. They have mistreated you. I stand before them as the truth.